Welcome to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications, and it's that time again where we introduce our latest signing to you, the Purple Army. Mike Mbach is the latest addition to the team for 2017-18 and comes to Scotland from ECHL side Fort Wayne Comets, where he's been mostly for the last four seasons. His professional career has also taken in stints in the AHL in Allsvenskan, Sweden's second tier, and now he's coming to Glasgow to play for the Brayhead Clan. I'm delighted to say he joins me now. Mike, firstly, welcome to the club. How did the option of the Elite League and Brayhead Clan stick out from whatever other offers you had on the table?
Just from talking to a few of my buddies, and I mean, I know quite a bit of the guys that have played in the league or been over there, and I've actually heard nothing but good things. I know one of the biggest draws for the majority of them is coming back and getting their masters or finishing up some schooling, but I had the opportunity, I took advantage of that. I did it the last 3 years, so I already got mine done. So I'm just more so worried about winning hockey games, continuing my play and my career, and getting the opportunity to experience Scotland and the UK.
Now, you're talking about guys, you know, that have played over here before. I had a quick look before I spoke to you there. Two names stood out for me. Kyle Flemington used to play for Edinburgh Capitals, and Nikita Kashirsky, who was once of Dundee Stars. They were both your teammates at the Comets. Mm-hmm. Did they have any influence over your decision?
I definitely talked to Flemmer about it for sure. More so, I mean, I talked to Becca. I know he'd been there the last couple of years. He's a mutual friend through one of my roommate from school and everything, Nagel. So he had nothing but good things to say about the organization, the city, the fans, the arena, everything. So he kind of made it easy for me. And I mean, I got buddies that have played in Belfast, Nottingham, Bray, or Cardiff, everywhere. So you hear good things about the league, and it seems like a fun place to play.
And of course, when you've got that many people that have played over here, does that pique your interest? Does that get you curious?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like that when you're getting positive feedback from all your buddies about the league and the teams and the general direction of where it's going, it obviously makes you want to be someone that you want to play. And from everything I've talked to with John and Gareth so far, I can't wait to get over there and get started.
So tell us a bit about yourself and the sort of character you are on and off the ice.
I'm 29 years old. Like I said, I played school at Ferris State University. I got to play Division I hockey there and get a scholarship, which is super fortunate for me. And I'm coming up on my seventh year professional. Currently not married or anything, so it was an easy decision for me to jump across the pond and continue my career. Last year, I was actually fortunate enough to win the ECHL Community Serviceman of the Year. So for the past 4 years in Fort Wayne, I've been doing coaching camps, and I run skates and stuff throughout the season. So I obviously enjoy doing that stuff and being in the community and working with boys and girls clubs. So I wasn't too upset when I saw that in the player's handbook that we got to do promotions and all that stuff, because I enjoy doing that stuff.
You were saying to me just before we started recording, you're doing a hockey camp right now as well.
Yeah, usually in the summers, I got a couple buddies here that I work with, and they're all coaches throughout the year that if they're done with their hockey career, so they've moved on to the next step. And obviously, it's something I'm interested in, and if I can help these kids reach their goals and keep going after mine, it's always a good summer. And it obviously keeps you motivated being at the rink every day, and you get to work on little things. And the amount of stuff you learn just by watching them and trying to reteach it, it's kind of nice.
So talking about what's coming up ahead, has the coach, John Tripp, has he designated a role for you in the season ahead?
I had a preliminary discussion, we'll say, just talking to him when he just gave me the spiel about the organization and everything and his background and what he expects out of the team and kind of just feeling each other out and see what he says. I mean, obviously he's gotten some good references enough that he wanted to bring me in. And I mean, hopefully I can contribute how I have been doing in the past few years. I mean, I'd like to score goals and run into people and hopefully get some wins.
So what are your expectations of the league in the UK?
I think that, I mean, I saw my buddy Blair Riley, is a kid I played with at Ferris State. He just led Belfast in scoring and did really well with points after coming out of the American League, and he grinded for years. So from talking to him, he's literally word for word was just play your game. Like, so for me, I got to come over there and I try and play with an edge, even though being a smaller guy on the ice, I'd try and annoy opponents and definitely just get to the net and play in the dirty areas. I know on the bigger ice, I hopefully got some room to skate, which will be a nice addition to the game after playing in some of the arenas they have in the ECHL. But hopefully I'll score some goals and contribute in every situation, because I like to think I can play power play, penalty kill, and every type of special team.
As I say, you've spoken a lot to guys you've played with, guys you know, but when it comes to your own research, you do a lot of stuff online. What sort of thing do you look for?
For me?
Yeah.
I obviously speak with the coaches. You want highly, you want people around you that are going to put you in situations succeed and push you to be the player that you can be. For me, it was 4 years in the same organization with the same coach. And I obviously loved the city. It was close to home for me being in Fort Wayne, but it was time for a change. I needed something to re-spark me, to give me some push. So talking to John, I know he just recently retired, 19-year career, which is unbelievable. And seems like a good player's coach that understands the game and has a good expectation of what he wants. And after talking to other coaches and teams, it just that made the most sense to me to be in a situation where I could be successful and hopefully bring this team in a championship and keep climbing the league.
And finally, now that Scotland will be your destination and home for a number of months, is there anywhere you want to visit or something you'd like to do while you're over here?
Definitely got to go see St. Andrews and some of the golf courses. I'm a big golfer on the side. Other than hockey, it's probably my favorite thing to do. So that's a big draw for me. And I know my dad's already pumped trying to look at a schedule and find out when he can get over there and go see some courses and stuff too. So obviously that, and from everything I've heard, Glasgow and Edinburgh are unbelievable cities. So can't wait to visit those and just get the season going.